we have both spent time on opposite sides of the spectrum, right? I know what it's like to be a content creator that's just trying to grow your audience and build a big enough audience that you can start to monetize from it. And Chuck knows what it's like to develop great products and services and offers and then just drive traffic to those offers using paid advertising. So he knows how to get that instant return on investment. And I know how to build the long-term assets of content that eventually replaces your need to do paid advertising. But we decided, rather than butting heads and, you know, arguing over which one is better than the other, we've just decided to bring those two worlds together. And so you'll find that as you learn from our content, that we're advocates of creating content that builds trust and reciprocity with your audience and positions you as an authority and builds your influence while simultaneously using a marketing budget to speed up the reach on that content and have the paid advertising strategies in place to convert your audience into leads and sales for your products and services. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. All right. Hello and welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast. This is the podcast for content creators, marketing managers, and entrepreneurs. My name is Tyler Basu, and I'm here with my co-host, Chuck Anderson. We are the co-founders of Influencer Studio, a content marketing agency that works with 6- and 7-figure businesses that want to drive more attention and leads online. And we are excited to have you here to join us on the first episode of our podcast. We've wanted to start a podcast for a while, and we're excited to be sharing a lot of insights with you that come from us working directly with other businesses, helping them with their content. So Chuck, you can hear me, I assume. You're there, we're all set.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Why don't we start with just kind of going over who this show is for, who we hope to reach with our content here, and then we'll give a little bit of a backstory of why they should even listen to us in the first place, like what gives us the right to talk about this sort of stuff, and then we'll set the expectations for as far as content and what they can expect from the show. So why don't we start with just kind of defining who we're creating this show for?
Yeah, this show is going to be ideal for businesses that are already doing, I would say, significant volume in terms of sales, and they're looking to grow, they're looking to scale. And in order to do that, they need a bigger audience, they need more leads, and they need more of those leads to convert into sales. Many of the people that we talk to on a daily basis are earning 6 figures and up. So, you know, they're past that startup stage. They've got some stuff figured out. They're clear on what their business is, what its mission is, what it sells. It just needs more of it. So, you know, often the conversation is with our 6-figure clients, they're trying to get to 7. And with our 7-figure clients, they're trying to get to 8. And so by using content marketing, team building, and just a whole lot of other strategies, we work with these businesses in addition to growing our own company. And so what we're going to be doing is be sharing a lot of what we do with our clients and what we do for ourselves that serves that audience.
Yeah, so the format for the show going forward, we're going to mix it up in terms of types of content that we put out there. So Chuck and I will often host trainings together, where the two of us are kind of sharing behind the scenes what we're doing to build our agency, stuff like client fulfillment, team building, marketing strategy, sales processes. Like all, we'll touch on all these different areas of our business as we're building it and share those insights with you. And then we're also going to throw in some very specific topics that relate to content strategy. So everything from, you know, how to plan the topics that you should be creating your content on that would attract your target audience, developing that process for creating content in whatever format that you decide is the type of content you want us to be producing. We'll touch on content repurposing, content promotion, content management, funnels, online advertising, lead generation, all that stuff. And the ultimate goal is to leave you with you know, practical strategies and takeaways that you could use to produce and promote content profitably, right? And not just do it for the sake of growing an audience and wondering if you're ever going to, you know, convert that audience into leads and sales. And then we're also going to be interviewing different experts. Chuck and I both have pretty big networks. You know, we've been in the space for a while now, so we've got hundreds of contacts that we can tap into, and we're going to be bringing you some guest experts onto the show, some marketing managers of some big companies, and some founders and some entrepreneurs that are doing a great job of building their brands online and producing content and scaling their business with these strategies that that we talk about on the show. So there will be a mix of sharing behind the scenes, us building our business, really tactical episodes that relate to content marketing, and then the occasional guest as well that we bring in to have them just kind of do a deep dive in whatever their particular area of expertise is, what's working for them and what's helping them to grow their companies. Now, that being said, we wanted to just share a little bit of our backstory so that you know that we're not jumping into this teaching stuff that we don't have any experience with. Chuck and I are running an agency together. I mentioned that in the intro. We have been for over a year now. And so we kept launching this podcast on hold until we had tested some of our own strategies, our own tactics on ourselves and on our clients. So nothing that we share in our content is going to be theory. It's all going to be practical stuff that has already been battle tested in the real world. So we're each going to just take a couple of minutes to introduce ourselves, give you a bit of a backstory of why we ended up working together, what experience we had before doing that. And then we're going to share some of the beliefs we have about online marketing in general, content marketing in general, and some of the myths that we see floating around the industry that are causing a lot of overwhelm. So Chuck, why don't we start with you? Why don't you just give us, take a few minutes to tell us about what you've been up to leading up to us working together and starting this agency together?
Yeah, and not to go too far back, but I'll just say that my journey started in 1995 after someone handed me a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich, which really kind of changed everything for me and really became the foundation of everything that I've done since and started multiple businesses, multiple partnerships, which led me to do some pretty cool things, including touring with the Rich Dad, Poor Dad seminars here in Canada. And I'm just a huge fan of Robert Kiyosaki and the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I think, you know, when I met Tyler, that's something that we really connected with, and he'll share his story. But we both share a love for that work and the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which really kind of changes the way you look at business. And so I was very fortunate to spend a few years doing that, which led me to becoming the director of marketing for a $20 million seminar company that employed 30 coaches, a dozen salespeople, and we were in a different city every week doing seminars all over the world. And a really cool experience. And when I eventually left that position after the company was sold, I started my own consulting practice where I started working with consultants and coaches and speakers to build their businesses. And then I met Tyler. And Tyler was huge in podcasting at the time. And we worked together on coming up with a coaching program for the podcasting results that you've been able to generate. I'll let you share your story. And, you know, fast forward to today, after Tyler's done what he's done in content marketing and it just, you know, a relationship was formed, let's say. And, you know, now today we run this agency together where we help and train and coach and manage teams for some really cool influencers and some companies that have some really cool stuff going on and helping them to grow their businesses.
Awesome. Yeah. And it was actually one of your workshops on how to build a coaching business that I was an attendee in. This would have been, I think, in 2015. I was in the middle of a transition. I was working in real estate, selling condos and townhomes for developers. And it was while I was working as a realtor that I spent a couple of years just creating content as a hobby on the side, and everything from, you know, writing articles for my own blog and writing for other publications, starting that first podcast. That first podcast was called Chatting with Champions, did over 100 interviews with entrepreneurs for that show. Chuck, you were actually a guest on that, I remember now.
I was probably the best guest on that show.
That might be biased, but okay, sure, I'll give it to you. That was back in like 2013 or 14. And then I was trying to leave real estate. I liked creating content more than I liked doing open houses and selling townhomes on the weekend. So Chuck was one of the people I reached out to. He helped me put together a coaching program and ended up creating an online course on how to start a podcast. And then in working with some other businesses and helping them with the content, I ended up with a job offer for a startup in Vancouver, Thinkific, an online course platform. And so I started working with them part-time at first, and that happened to be a really great company that was growing at a really impressive rate. And so I ended up working there as their content manager for 3 years, helped them grow from, I was employee number 12. And by the time I left 3 years later, we had about 80 employees full-time. The marketing team was bigger than the whole company was when I started. And there were like over 30,000 customers, which all came in through word of mouth, partnerships, and content. We didn't have any salespeople, and we didn't really have, we weren't really doing much paid ads either. So that was pretty cool. I got to spend 3 years in the trenches, helping to build a company with content, produced hundreds of pieces of content during that time, webinars, courses, case studies, blog posts, YouTube videos, you name it. These are evergreen pieces of content that are still online today. And by the time I left Thinkific, all of that content that I had published was bringing in over 50,000 visitors a month, thousands of leads, and hundreds of customers just on autopilot. So that was pretty cool. So it was at the end of 2018, Chuck, that you and I had reconnected. And you know, I started telling you about what I was doing at Thinkific and how there's all these customers of Thinkific that had courses and needed help with marketing and content and funnels and all that stuff. And you were running a coaching company, coaching people, and they all needed help with their content and their marketing. And neither one of us was offering this as a service. And so we decided that to try to fill that need. And so we helped a couple of clients with, I think it was webinar funnels, the first few projects that we did together back in 2018. And then in 2019, we put out an offer that says, hey, does anybody need help with their, you know, with their content promotion, with their content repurposing? Like, are there any entrepreneurs out there that you feel like you're not getting the reach and the traffic that you want from your content? And a bunch of people said yes to that. And so that was the birth of our content marketing agency. We still do a bit of funnel stuff, but more of a in a one-time project capacity. If somebody doesn't have a funnel, we don't think that they should jump into content marketing because there's no way to turn that awareness into leads. So if somebody needs a funnel, we can help them build that stuff. But then once they've got it, the goal is to continue building their audience and driving more traffic and more leads into their funnels and ultimately to buying their products and services. So the reason we're sharing that is not because we both love talking about ourselves, but it's just that we want you to know that we've both being in the trenches, Chuck for longer than myself. Sorry, Chuck.
Just a couple of years.
Just a couple of years longer. But we absolutely practice what we preach. Anything that we talk about on the show and in other content and our own webinars, our own videos, all that kind of stuff. It's all based on us wanting to bring some transparency into this space and share stuff that we're doing and that's working and just kind of help eliminate the overwhelm that we see a lot of entrepreneurs facing, and which is really a shame because there's so many incredible entrepreneurs out there with great products, great services, the ability to help others, and they're just not getting the attention and the reach and the traction that they want because they're just trying to do too many things and there's too many different strategies and tactics being thrown at them. And you know, it's hard to protect your focus when every day you're seeing ads for different things that you should be doing, right?
Exactly.
And one of the reasons we started the show is because, I mean, we're seeing a lot of kind of misinformation floating around the marketplace today. And so we just want to share kind of our beliefs around marketing and content creation. Chuck has done a lot more paid advertising than I have. I've done a lot more content creation than he has. So from a marketing perspective, we have both spent time on opposite sides of the spectrum, right? I know what it's like to be a content creator that's just trying to grow your audience and hopefully build a big enough audience that you can start to monetize from it. And Chuck knows what it's like to develop great products and services and offers and then just drive traffic to those offers using paid advertising. So he knows how to get that instant return on investment. And I know how to build the long-term assets of content that eventually replaces your need to do paid advertising. But we decided rather than butting heads and, you know, arguing over which one is better than the other, we've just decided to bring those two worlds together. And so you'll find that as you learn from our content that we're advocates of creating content that builds trust and reciprocity with your audience and positions you as an authority and builds your influence while simultaneously using a marketing budget to speed up the reach on that content and also have the retargeting ads in place, have the paid advertising strategies in place to convert your audience into leads and sales for your products and services. Chuck, is there anything you want to add to that?
Well, yeah. And in addition to everything you just said and really making sure that the content that you publish gets a ton of reach and, you know, that what you just described really accelerates things. And then to be able to take the content and, you know, publish regularly. And, you know, so many of the people that we work with or talk to, I mean, these are already successful businesses in their own right, but they are sitting on a boatload of content and they are frustrated by that. So while we can use the strategies Tyler talked about and the paid ads to really drive the viewership and get eyeballs on that content and then turn that into actual qualified leads for your sales funnel, you know, to take that content that you've worked so hard on creating and then to take that and to turn that into, you know, a regular and ongoing and daily content marketing strategy is it's one, it's a thing that people are very frustrated with, but, you know, are really wish they could wave the magic wand and just have it done.
Yeah, for sure. And some people, you know, some people did get as far as publishing, but then there was no promotion strategy as well, right? So we're going to make sure that we share some tactical stuff to help you create and repurpose your content effectively, whether that means doing it internally or working with, you know, external freelancers or an agency, whatever the case is, but having a system for the consistent creation and repurposing of content. Because if you put all this time and energy into creating content in just one format, it can absolutely exist in other formats and reach your audience on more than one platform. But then there's the whole promotion and lead generation side of it as well. Like, are you actually driving the views and the traffic that you want for your content? And is that exposure converting into leads and sales for your products and services? So we'll make sure that we tackle this whole world of content marketing and advertising and through the lens of making sure that the whole thing ends up being profitable for you and not having to build your audience for a year or two before you can extract some clients out of it, not building a fancy funnel and then hitting publish and not having an audience to promote your funnel to, will help you tackle both of those things simultaneously as an entrepreneur who's building your marketing team, or perhaps you are the one in charge of marketing inside of somebody else's business. In either case, we'll make sure that we share some stuff that's valuable for you. On that note, we'll wrap up this first episode. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. And if you want to subscribe to the show, just make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever app or device you're using to access this podcast. And we put together some free resources that we'd like to give you as a gift as well. So if you go to influenceandscale.com/gifts, there'll be a bunch of our best stuff, some content marketing templates, worksheets, free training, a link to our Facebook group, all that stuff. If you're interested in learning how you can create and promote your content more effectively and get plugged into our community of content creators and entrepreneurs, just head over to that link, influenceandscale.com/gifts, and we'll have everything right there for you. So thanks so much. Appreciate you listening to this first episode, and we will see you on future episodes of the show. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.